Jr. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Nairobi residents reacted with skepticism after Kenyan President William Ruto on Wednesday withdrew planned tax hikes, bowing to pressure from protesters who had stormed Parliament, launched demonstrations across the country, and threatened more action this week.
He didn't have a choice. He drew the bill because he knew that there's a revolution coming in this country. We had said, if you pass the bill, you go home. So Bill, go home with the bill, right? So the reason why he had to withdraw the bill, because there's so much public pressure that he cannot pass that bill.
Ruto announced he would not sign a finance bill, including the tax increases, a day after violent clashes between police and protesters at the assembly and nationwide left at least 23 people dead and scores wounded, according to medics. U.S. reporter Evan Gershkovich went on trial behind closed doors in a Russian court Wednesday, accused of spying. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
Prosecutors allege Gershkovich gathered secret information on the orders of the CIA, specifically about a company that manufactures tanks for Russia's war in Ukraine. The closed trial could last several months. If convicted, he faces a sentence of up to 20 years. Gershkovich, his newspaper, The Wall Street Journal, and the U.S. government all reject the allegations. They say he was just doing his job as a reporter accredited by Russia's foreign ministry. President Vladimir Putin has said Russia is open to the idea of a prisoner exchange involving Gershkovich and that contacts with the United States have taken place, but they must remain secret.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Bolivian President Luis Arce denounced the irregular mobilization of some army units in La Paz on Wednesday after former leader Evo Morales accused a top general of plotting a coup. Soldiers in armored vehicles were seen gathering in the capital Central Plaza.